We are Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you, joined by Brock Olson for Let's Talk Dating. And Brock, we have a hopeful romantic who wrote in. He's trying to wow this girl that he's seeing. He's trying to look for the most romantic spot that is not well known. Kind of wants to surprise her a little bit. Name some great restaurants, of course, but what about the spots that people might not know of right now?
Sure.
So we're going to let some cats out of the bag, I guess, but that's what he's asking for, so let's help him out.
Yeah, I kind of keep the following suggestions a little bit close to my chest. I give those really just to my clients, but I'm going to let everybody in on just a few of these. So I'm a big advocate, gentlemen, for curating an experience, not just going to some place that's already pre-set up and you just show up. Of course, that sounds nice. It sounds easy. Hey, all the hard work's done. But what's going to really set you apart is her seeing that you are taking the time to craft an experience. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to tell you just a couple of places and a couple of things that I like to do. I'll tell you the most recent that I've done. There is a lavender and zinnia field or farm on Flat Top Mountain. I think it costs like maybe 10 bucks to go up there. It's so picturesque. It's absolutely stunning. She's going to want to take photos. This is something you want to do during the day. It is very romantic. Sometimes they're doing like picnic type of things, but if they're not, just bring your own stuff. Stop at the grocery store, stop at Whole Foods, grab some charcuterie things, grab a blanket. Bring your camera if you got one and just enjoy a couple of hours up there. They're making like lavender teas. They're doing lemonade. They're doing all sorts of stuff. They have a couple little things like soap and all that type of stuff. That's a really, really fun, unique experience that not a lot of guys know about. So guys, sure. That's my first hack. Here's the next one. And this is probably my favorite. Now, I said, let's curate some experiences. We have some really beautiful views. This is the scenic city. Take some food, go like in the evening, grab like a pizza, something like that. Grab a couple of drinks, non-alcoholic, because the place I'm going to mention, you can't take any alcohol there. Go to some of the overlooks. You can go to Sunset Rock. You can go to some of the overlooks that are on Lookout and Signal Mountain. Grab a couple of those candles that aren't actual candles. They're just like little fake lit ones. Mm-hmm. Grab like six or seven of those and just kind of set them out. Have them already there. Have them in your back pocket. And just have a picnic overlooking some of these gorgeous views that you cannot get anywhere else. Make sure that, you know, it's going to be a comfortable place. Make sure you're bringing a blanket. But those types of things are going to be probably the most romantic that she's going to experience with you, because it's coming from you. She wants to see your creativity. She wants to see that you're able to do something that's not just already set up that everybody else is doing. Finding these little nooks and crannies, creating a romantic experience from maybe a place that's a little bit unassuming, is going to set you completely apart. Now, what's also really cool is there are a couple of date planning businesses or some picnic planning businesses in Chattanooga that can also help you curate a really fun experience. But guys, I understand this does take a lot of work. You're probably really busy. If you are looking for a few more places, the Art District is a really fun spot to go. Grab a little coffee over at Rembrandt's. Walk around the art. That's a really easy, really fun little date. Do it in the evening. It's a little bit more romantic for sure. Just walking our city. Our city's so gorgeous. Yeah. You'd be really surprised just going over to the balcony area of the Hunter Museum with a little bit of ice cream. Just going over there, those little things stand out and solidify memories for her with you. And, you know, it makes such a memorable experience. And if you're really trying to stand out, just do those things consistently. And I'm doing this very intentionally, consistently. Guys, a grand gesture isn't enough. You need to be doing these things consistently. You need to be showing that you care, that you're putting her, not always first, but because you have to be on your purpose, but that you're putting the relationship on a high level, that you are willing to invest, and that you have some special little tricks up your sleeve. But yeah, those are just a couple of the places, a couple of the techniques that I like to utilize. My wife has really loved these experiences as well. Mm-hmm. But if you want a few more, you know, always feel free to email me, message me on Instagram, Facebook, something like that. And I can always work depending on what it is that she likes or doesn't like, and we can come up with a really creative date idea together.
Cool. Yeah, and we always post up those links on our website too that you can find Brock nice and easy. BrockOlson.com, of course, but Hits96.com is posted up there. It really seems just like that little extra effort. Even if she's from the area, maybe she's been, of course, who hasn't been to Sunset Rock that lives here?
Sure.
But yeah, who's been there with extra candles and those blankets and everything thrown in the trunk that she didn't know about? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it's like, no, we're going to have a picnic, not just watch the sun, but we're going to, yeah. I like the extra effort. I think that can go a long way.
It does. It absolutely does.
Yeah. It proves to her that she's, oh, he's trying.
He's really trying. He's trying. Yeah. Like,
he's making it different.
Because the last thing you want is to go into a place and like the bartender says, hey, Al, good to see you again.
Right.
Like, oh, man. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Same old, same old. Thank you, Brock, for the advice. Thank you to the hopeful romantic who wrote in. Again, out there, if you have a question for Brock, as simple as that, all you have to do is email us gino@wdodradio.com. Brock, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.